The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kesser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Baruchim Haboim, today we're going to be learning Simon Samach Aleph. The Kitzer calls Birkas Hagomel Va'od Kitzas Brochos Protios. The halachas concerning the bracha of Hagomel, what the bracha person makes when he is saved from some dangerous situation, and other brachos that we thank Hashem for different occurrences. Let's see the Kitzer in Halacha Aleph. Arba'at Tzrichim Lahodos. There are four types of people that must thank Hashem for being saved from a certain situation. Yardei Hayom, those who go down to the sea, those who travel by sea. Kishyagiyo L'mchos Cheftzom, when they reach their destination, that's considered to be a dangerous situation to travel across the sea. When they get to their destination, they make a bracha to thank Hashem. V'chein holchei midbarios, in a similar fashion, those who travel through the desert. O b'shar derech, or some other road, shemuchzak sheyesh bo sakana, that it's established that there's some danger, that whether he traveled through a desert or some other road that was known to be a dangerous road, there was dangers involved in traveling on that road. Kishyagiyo l'mchos cheftzom, when they get to their destination. So the two that we've mentioned so far is those who travel by sea and those who travel through a desert or some dangerous road. Included in this is someone that was in some other dangerous situation. Venitzal mimena, he was saved from that situation. Kigon shenafal olav kosel, like if someone had a situation where a wall fell on top of him. That the wall fell on top of him. O nogcho shor, or if he was gored by an ox, or some other attack by a wild animal. O shabo olav listim baderech, or he was attacked by armed robbers on the road. Tishod de Laila, some nighttime bandits, some sort of robbers or bandits that attacked him. Venitzel Mehem, and he was saved from these attackers, Vikadome. So not only does he make a gomel for traveling through a desert or the sea, but any situation that he was in, that he was attacked, and he was saved from that situation. Umisha Yochola, Sheyesh Bo Sakana, someone that was sick in a situation that was dangerous, he was deathly ill. Kigod Maka Shal Cholo, like he had a sickness in one of the internal organs, that if there was a dysfunction of an internal organ, that puts him in danger, he would make thanks to Hashem for being saved from that sickness. Osha yamutol bamita shaloshes yamim, or if he was laying in bed 3 days machmas hacholi because of the sickness, v'nisrap, and he was healed from it, v'holech al borio, and then he goes out on his own strength. So not only is someone who had a sickness in one of his internal organs, but even if he was just so sick that he was in bed for a prolonged time, which the Kitzer is defining as 3 days, because of that sickness, and he was healed from that sickness. Umisha yachavash b'veis ha'asurim, also someone that was imprisoned in jail. Afilo rak al iske mamon, even if it was only for some monetary issue, let's say a debtor's jail where he hadn't paid his debts, not necessarily for committing a crime that would have given him the death penalty, but just for not paying his debts, the yatzan, he left that jail, let's say the debtor's prison, even that's considered to be a dangerous situation. The simonich, the simon, the sign, the mnemonic for all these cases that a person makes the bracha of Hagomel to thank Hashem. V'chol hachayim yodu chasela. All of chayim, ches yod yod mem, they should thank you. Chayim stands for chola, a person who was sick that was healed. Yisurim means someone who had punishment for being captured in jail. Yam is someone who traveled through the sea. Midbar is someone who traveled through the desert. Ma mevarech, what's the bracha that he makes? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam, hagomel l'chayavim tovos, he who bestows goodness to those who are undeserving, those who are, so to speak, obligated, that they don't deserve these merits. Shegemalani kol tov, that he has done to me all this good, the implication being, even though he didn't deserve this goodness, Hashem still bestowed him with this goodness. V'hashomim omrim, the listeners should respond the following way. Misha gemolcha tov, he who has done for you goodness, hoyugmolcha kol tov sela, he should continue to do all sorts of goodness for you. So just a few points to make on this halacha in the Kitzur. The Kitzur is describing the cases where a person makes the bracha of Hagomel. The four standard cases are someone who travels through the sea or the desert, or he was sick and he was healed, or he was captured in jail. And the Kitzur adds also other dangerous situations, like a wall fell on top of him, he was attacked by a wild animal, or by robbers. In terms of the case that someone that was imprisoned in jail, that he makes the bracha of Hagomel when he's released, so the Kitzur says even if it was just a monetary issue, a debtor's jail, let's say, he would make the bracha of Hagomel. The Mishnah Berurah discusses this. He's unsure in the Mishnah Berurah whether that would obligate the bracha of Hagomel. Possibly the Mishnah Berurah suggests the bracha would only be made if he was taken into jail for some sort of issue that would require the death penalty or some other threat to his life. But just being imprisoned for a monetary issue, the Mishnah Berurah is unsure whether that should obligate one in Hagomel. He says, for sure, if he's just captured for a day or two, for sure he would not make the bracha of Hagomel. And even for a longer time, the Mishnah Berurah leaves it as a doubt whether he would make Hagomel. So again, according to the Kitzur, he would make Hagomel even if he was just imprisoned for some monetary issue. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's an area of doubt. If he was captured for more than a few days, Mishnah Berurah is unsure whether he should make a Hagomel. And just for a day or two, the Mishnah Berurah says for sure not to make a Hagomel if he was just imprisoned for some monetary issue. In terms of the bracha of Hagomel on a chola, someone that was sick, deathly ill, so the Kitzur says someone who had an internal sickness to an internal organ, which the Gemara considers that to be a life-threatening situation. The other example he gives is someone that was so sick that he had to be in bed, and for 3 days he was sick because of that sickness. On this also, the Mishnah Berurah disagrees. He says, even if he was so sick that he had to be in bed for 3 days, if it wasn't a sickness that made him deathly ill, he would not make the bracha of Hagomel. If he wasn't in danger of his life from that sickness, he would not make the bracha of Hagomel. But the Kitzur is saying, if the sickness was so intense that he had to be in bed for a prolonged time, and the amount of time he's giving that is 3 days, the kitzur would say to make the bracha of a gomel, but again, the Mishnah Berurah would say not to make the bracha of a gomel unless he was deathly ill from that sickness. In terms of the modern application of hagomel, there's a discussion about travel by airplane. One of the cases of hagomel, that a person makes a bracha of hagomel, is for yorde hayam, people that travel through the sea. The question is, if someone travels by airplane, we could talk about from one city to another over land, and also if he travels an international flight from one country to another over an ocean, would you make the bracha of hagomel? So there's a discussion in the post in the modern day halachic authorities about this point. The Moshe Feinstein is of the opinion that one would make the bracha of hagomel for an airplane flight. Ramosha Feinstein is of the opinion that travel by airplane is considered to be a dangerous situation. He's only safe in the confines of the airplane. If something would malfunction with the airplane, he would be in danger. And therefore, Ramosha Feinstein is of the opinion that he should make the bracha of hagomel even for a domestic flight. There are those that argue that the opinion of the Tzitz Eliezer, he distinguishes between a flight from one city to another. If it's all over land, the Tzitz Eliezer says he should not make the bracha of hagomel. But if he flies over an ocean, let's say from one continent to another, and he flies over an ocean, then he would make the bracha of hagomel. The distinction that the Tzitz Eliezer makes is that if he flies over an ocean, that's like yordei hayam. That's like those who travel by sea. Because flying over an ocean is like someone traveling through the ocean. Just like in the times of the Gemara, when someone traveled through the seas, he would make the bracha of hagomel. Also, someone who travels over an ocean by airplane would make the bracha of hagomel. That's considered to be dangerous. But if it's just a domestic flight from one city to another over land, according to the Tzitz Eliezer, he would not make the bracha of hagomel. There is a third opinion. The Minchas Yitzchak, in his response, in his tshuvas, mentions a third possibility that maybe one would never make the bracha of hagomel on an airplane flight, because it's a frequent occurrence, people do it all the time, maybe that would not necessitate hagomel, maybe that's not considered to be dangerous. So we have these three different opinions. Would one make the bracha of hagomel for any airplane flight? According to Moshe Feinstein, maybe he would only make the bracha of hagomel for a flight across an ocean, like the Tzitz Eliezer, or maybe even across an ocean, maybe he would not make the bracha of hagomel, which is the opinion that the Minchas Yitzchak mentions. That's the question. In terms of women making a bracha of hagomel, there's a discussion about that. The Mishnah Berurah records it was not the common practice for women to make the bracha of hagomel. And we're going to see in the next halacha that hagomel is only made in a crowd of 10 people. We'll be discussing that in Halacha Beis. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, because it's not proper for a woman to make this bracha publicly, like we'll be discussing the bracha is made in a public fashion, Mishnah Berurah says it's not proper for a woman to make the bracha in a public fashion. We'll discuss that a little bit more when we see Halacha Beis. So let's see Halacha Beis. Tzorach levarach bracha zos b'fnei asara. One must make this bracha in a crowd of 10 people, besides for the person that the occurrence that he's making a gomel happened to. So besides for him, he needs to have a crowd of 10 people. Ushnayim mehem yehiyu tamidei chachamim. Ideally, two people among that crowd should be Torah scholars, she'oskim b'halachos, that they're involved in clarifying halacha in the course of their Torah study. Shenamar, like the pasuk says in Tehillim, v'yiromamuhu b'kahal am, they should exalt Hashem with a kahal am, a group of people, an assembly of people. V'moshav zekinim yihaleluhu, among the sitting of the elders, among the presence of the elders, they should praise Hashem. So Kahal Om, a kehila, is called 10 people. And Moshav Zekinim, a assembly of elders, includes 2 Torah scholars. V'im enam nimtsa'im lo tamidei chachamim enu ma'akev. if he doesn't have access to Talmid Chachamim, to two Torah scholars, it does not stop him from making the bracha. Ideally, he should have two Torah scholars. If he doesn't have access to those two Torah scholars, even to no Torah scholars, it would not stop him from making the bracha. But the idea is making the bracha in front of a crowd of people, which is 10 people. The opinion the Kitzer is mentioning here is that it should have 10 people besides for the person himself. The Mishneh Berurah mentions another opinion that as long as there was 10 people, even including this person, that's still considered a crowd. According to Mishneh Berurah, even if this person making the bracha of a gomel was one of the 10, he would still be able to be counted. But according to the Kitzer, he should have 10 besides for this person. So that's the difference of opinion between the Kitzer and the Mishneh Berurah. The Kitzer continues, V'noag in levarech kisha'ol la Torah. The custom is to make this bracha when he goes up to the Torah. La'acha shibirech bracha acharona. After he makes the bracha acharona, the bracha after reading the Torah, after making that bracha after reading the Torah, because it's a public forum, he makes the bracha of Hagomel. Ulechatchila, and ideally, ein la'achara yosei mishloshi yamim, he should not delay the bracha more than 3 days. He should make the bracha within 3 days of the occurrence that necessitated the bracha of Hagomel. Ulechen, and therefore, im nitzal biyom beis, if he was saved on a Monday, and let's say it happened after the Torah reading of Monday, so he won't be able to make the bracha for the next 3 days. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, he won't be able to make the bracha. Yivarech miyad b'lo sefer Torah, he should make the bracha immediately without a sefer Torah, without going up to get an aliyah to the Torah. V'lo yamtin ad yom hei, he should not wait until Thursday, meaning if the occurrence happened to him that's necessitating Hagomel, if it happened on a Monday, and it happened after the Torah reading, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is the 3 days within he should make the bracha, because he will not reach another day of the reading of the Torah, because the last day is Wednesday, therefore he should just make the bracha immediately, and not wait till Thursday, because Thursday would be the fourth day. V'chein, in a similar fashion, imhaya avel, if he was summoned in mourning, she'ina rashoi la'alos la'Torah, that he's not permitted to go up to the Torah. A mourner is not supposed to speak in Torah, and therefore he does not go up to the Torah, doesn't get an aliyah, because that's considered speaking in Torah learning, when he reads the psukim, reads the verses from the Torah. So someone who's in mourning during the Shiva, during the 7 days of mourning, that he's not permitted to engage in Torah learning, and therefore he cannot be olah la'Torah, he cannot get an aliyah to read the Torah. Lo yamtin, he should not wait. This avil, this person in mourning, during the 7 days of mourning, he shouldn't wait to make the bracha, because we know he's not going to get an aliyah during this period. Ela yivarech miyad, rather he should make the bracha immediately, because he knows he's not going to get an aliyah. However, even though he's not getting an aliyah to the Torah, he should still be careful to make the bracha standing in front of 10 people. He should still make the bracha in a public fashion, standing in front of 10 people. But after the fact, if he delayed making the bracha more than 3 days, yochal levarach gam achar kach, he can make the bracha afterwards, meaning even though ideally he should make the bracha within 3 days, but if he did not make the bracha within 3 days, he can make the bracha afterwards. So let's just apply this halacha to the case, to the discussion about woman making the bracha of Hagomel. The question is, should a woman make the bracha in front of a presence of 10 men? So that's one possibility in halacha. Again, the Mishneh Berurah documents that the minig in his time was not to make the bracha of a gomel, because the necessity of getting 10 men might be improper for the woman to do it in such a fashion. Therefore, he brings down that the custom among many was not to make the bracha of a gomel. Nevertheless, the Mishneh Berurah records that some opinions say the woman should make the bracha in front of 10 women. She should get 10 women to make the bracha in front of. That's also considered to be a public forum. And that's still considered to be a proper forum to make a gomel. And he mentions one of the people there should also be a man. That she should have, it would seem the Mishnah Berurah means even if you had 9 women and 1 man among them, that would also satisfy this opinion. The Kitzur is of the opinion that the 10 people should be besides for the person making the bracha. So it would seem, applying that reasoning, that it should be 10 people, according to the Kitzur, besides for the person making a gomel, it should be 9 women and 1 man. But again, because of the opinions that would say that really should be, ideally should be 10 men making the bracha, that's why the Mishnah Berurah records that it was the custom among many communities that women would not make the bracha of a gomel. So that a person should follow the custom of his community. Does she get 10 men to make the bracha? Does she make the bracha in front of 9 women and 1 man? Or does she not make the bracha at all? Those would be the different possibilities of a woman's relationship to the bracha of Hagomel. Let's see Halacha Gimel. Mishanasa Lones. Someone that a miracle happened to him. Yesh lo lehafrish letzdaka mamon kifi hasagas yado. He should separate money for tzedakah, for charity, according to his monetary ability. V'yachalik lelamdei Torah. He should divide this money to those who learn Torah. V'yomar harin. He should say the following. Harin yinosein mos elu letzedakah. I am donating this money to tzedakah, to charity. V'yiratzon shehe nechshav. It should be the will before you, Hashem. It should be considered kilo hikravti toda, as if I brought a carbon toda. The carbon toda was the sacrifice brought when a person wanted to thank Hashem. It was brought in these situations that we have been describing, if he traveled through a desert, or he went through the sea, or he was sickly, and he was healed, or he was incarcerated, he was captured in jail. At the times of the Beis Hamikdash, he would bring the carbon toda. And this person that the miracle happened to, he should say, this money I'm giving to tzedakah should be in the place of the bringing of the carbon toda. V'ayin seder amiras carbon toda, look at the organization of the saying of the carbon toda, the organization of the tefillos for thanksgiving for one of these events. If you look in the Sefer Chayyadam, at the end of the first Chelek of the Chayyadam, after Simon Samaches, he records Tfilos, the order of the prayers for that someone should say to thank Hashem for a miraculous event. So first of all, he should donate money to tzedakah, to charity. V'tov v'roi lo l'saken ezet tzorchei rabim ba'ir. It's also better he should fix some necessity for the public in his city. If it's some communal project that he could fund and organize, he should do that in recognition of what Hashem did for him. He wants to, so to speak, show his thanksgiving by doing something for the public, to show his gratitude towards Hashem. U'b'chol shana, and every year, V'yom zeh yisbodin, on this day he should go into solitude, he should go individually on his own in a private fashion. L'hodos l'Hashem yisbarach shemo, to thank Hashem yisbarach shemo, his name should be blessed. L'saper es hanes, and to talk about the miracle. Some also have the custom to make a sudas hodah, to make a feast in a public way to thank Hashem for a miracle if something happened to him. The Kitzur is mentioning that a person should thank Hashem privately, but also he's not saying publicly. The Kitzur is mentioning the idea of fixing something in the city for the public. And again, some have the custom to make a sudas hodah, to make a meal to thank Hashem for the nes. Because the idea of the bracha of Hagomel is like a hodah, it's a thanks to Hashem, the Eliyahu Rabba explains that's why we mentioned in Halacha Beis the bracha should be made standing. The idea of standing is similar, according to the opinion of the Eliyahu Rabba, similar to the concept we find by Hallel, when a person thanks Hashem and he says Hallel. Hallel is generally said standing. So because Hagomel is like Hallel, he should make the bracha standing. If he made the bracha sitting, the halacha is he still yotzi. He would still exempt his obligation in the bracha if he made it sitting, but ideally it should be made standing. And again, the Eliyahu Rabba is explaining the concept is because it's a way of thanking Hashem. And whenever we thank Hashem and we say something like a prayer of Hallel, it should be done standing. Let's see halacha dalid. Hanichnas lahakiz dam. Someone that enters a situation where he's bloodletting. V'chein, in a similar fashion, kodem sheyochal o yishte, before he eats or drinks, o yasa is a dover l'refuah, he does something for refuah, for medical reasons, that he eats something for a medical reason, he drinks something for a medical reason, he does something else, some activity for the sake of a medical remedy. Yispalo kodem tefila kitzara. Beforehand he should daven, he should pray a short tefillah. V'yomar, he should say the following. Yiratzon melfanecha Hashem elokai v'lokei avosai. It should be the will before you, Hashem my God and the God of my fathers. Sheheli esek zeh l'refuah, that this involvement should be a cure for me. Whatever I'm doing now should be the proper cure for me. Ki rofei chinam ata, because you're the one who heals those, even though they're not deserving. That he should acknowledge that Hashem is the source of all refuah, the source of the healing comes from Hashem, and therefore he should acknowledge that before he does these different procedures, the bloodletting, or eating or drinking, or doing something for refuah, for a medicine purpose. If this item that he's eating or drinking for refuah, for the sake of the medicine purpose, is something he needs to make the bracha on, these halachas were discussed in Simin Nun Halacha Ches. The Kitzur said over there, if the thing that he's eating has a good taste, a sweet taste to it, that he benefits from, he enjoys it, he would make the bracha on eating that thing. If there's an enjoyment from eating this food, even though the motivation is for the sake of refuah, if he's enjoying it, he should make, if he gets benefit from it, he should make a bracha on it. So if he's making a bracha on this food, what should be the procedure between the bracha and this tefillah, this prayer? Yomar tefillah tefillah zos. He should first say this prayer. V'achar kach yivarech. Afterwards, he should make the bracha. He should not make the bracha and then say the prayer. Rather, he should make the tefillah first, make this prayer first, davening to Hashem to give him the refuah, to heal him with this procedure. After he says the tefillah, then he should make the bracha. The Kitzur adds in parentheses, Kaniska le'el, like mentioned before, this is really discussed in Siman Nun Halacha Hey. A person should not interrupt between the bracha and the food that he eats. Once he makes the bracha, he should immediately eat that food. And therefore, if he's going to say this tefillah, he's going to say this prayer, he should say the tefillah before he makes the bracha. Then he makes the bracha on this item if he has some sort of benefit from it. And then he eats it in order not to have a hefsik between, not to have a interruption between the bracha and the eating. La'achas shehikiz dam, after he lets out blood, we did the procedure. Mevarech va'omer, he makes the following bracha. Baruch atah Hashem elokinu melech ha'olam rofei cholam. You're the healer of the sick. That according to the Kitzur, if one does a procedure like bloodletting, he makes the bracha rofei cholam. The Mishnah Berurah comments that he has not seen the common practice to make this bracha on a medical procedure, on bloodletting, it seems that the practice, common practice, was not to make this bracha on bloodletting or other medical procedures. Let's see halacha. Hey, hamisatish, someone that sneezes. Omer lo chavero asusa. His friend says to him, you should be healed. This is what in Aramaic is the word is asusa. People say in different languages, they might say in Yiddish tzu gesund. In Hebrew they would say labriot. The source of this practice is quoted from a medrash that the Mishneh Berurah brings down. It would be until the times of the Avos, the forefathers, if a person would sneeze, he would die suddenly. In the time of Yaakov Avinu, prayed to Hashem that sneezing should not be something that brings on death. Because formerly sneezing was what preceded a person's death, and now that's not the case, so we sort of acknowledge that we should have our health, as opposed to the previous times where sneezing was a reason why a person would lose his health or possibly even lose his life. We are acknowledging that Hashem should give us health when we do that sneezing. So the person that sneezes, his friend or the person hearing it should say asusa, you should be healthy, or whatever language he says blesses the person to be healthy. Fu omer lo, the person who sneezes should respond baruch tiyah, you should also be blessed. The person who sneezed got a blessing. He got a blessing for health. So he says to the person who blessed him, you should also get a blessing. V'achar kach omer, afterwards the person who sneezed should say l'shuvoscha kivisi Hashem, I hope for your salvation Hashem. Hashem, I hope for your salvation to give me health. Tamis palo al chavero hune netchila, because when someone prays for his friend, when someone davens for his friend, he's answered first. But the kitzur means is that when this person who sneezed got the bracha of asusa to have good health, and he responds to that person who gave him that bracha, baruch tia, you should also get a bracha. So by davening for his friend, by saying baruch tia, he will also be answered that he should get good health. By blessing his friend who heard the sneeze that you should have good health, he himself will be the recipient of good health by virtue of the fact that he davened for his friends. That's the conclusion of this part of Siman Samach Aleph. If you look on the website of Kitzur 365, you'll see an article about the bracha of Hagomel.